Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Huntington & Gaul's Industries, the largest military shipbuilding company in the United States and a provider of professional services to government and industry partners. Huntington & Gaul's plays a critical role in national defense building and maintaining the U.S. Navy's fleet of ships and submarines. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the defense sector. Let's dive in.
Huntington & Gaul's Industries has established itself as a leader in the defense sector, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do buy is like overconfidence and the status quo bias influence their decision making, particularly in project management and capital allocation.
Overconfidence can have a significant impact on Huntington & Gaul's decision making, particularly in project management and capital allocation. This bias might lead the company to overestimate its ability to deliver complex shipbuilding projects on time and within budget, potentially resulting in cost overruns or delays. While this confidence is essential for taking on large-scale defense projects, it also requires careful risk management to ensure that the company does not overextend its resources or underestimate the challenges involved. Status. Quote bias is another key factor, where Huntington & Gaul's might be inclined to maintain existing processes and strategies, even when market conditions or technological advancements suggest the need for innovation. This can lead to a focus on maintaining the current state rather than exploring new technologies or methodologies that could improve efficiency and competitiveness.
This focus on maintaining established processes while confidently pursuing large projects has helped Huntington & Gaul's build a strong reputation in the defense industry, appealing to investors who value stability and expertise in a highly specialized sector.
Exactly. Huntington & Gaul's emphasis on leveraging its expertise and maintaining established processes has made it a reliable partner for the U.S. government and a trusted name in the defense industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and adapt to new technologies and market conditions to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Huntington & Gaul's Industries. As a major defense contractor with a large workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Huntington & Gaul's given their role in building and maintaining critical defense assets and the need to attract and retain top talent in a highly specialized industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for fostering innovation and addressing the complex challenges involved in defense projects. A diverse workforce can help Huntington & Gaul's better understand and meet the needs of their government and industry partners, leading to more effective and innovative solutions. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the high level of expertise required in the defense sector.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like defense, where attracting and retaining a diverse talent pool is essential for innovation and success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Huntington & Gaul's not only strengthens its ability to innovate and address complex defense challenges, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible defense contracting. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Huntington & Gaul's operates in a highly regulated and evolving defense market. How does the company adapt to changing defense needs and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence the strategy?
Huntington and Gall's ability to adapt to changing defense needs and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the defense sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new technologies and taking on complex defense projects. Overconfidence might make Huntington and Gall's more inclined to pursue ambitious projects or adopt new technologies, but they also recognize the importance of staying grounded in the realities of defense contracting and regulatory requirements. Status quo bias might make the company more focused on traditional shipbuilding methods and processes, but they also need to be flexible in adapting to new defense technologies and strategies such as unmanned systems and cybersecurity.
This adaptability is key for Huntington and Gall's, especially as they face competition from both traditional defense contractors and newer, more tech-driven companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining expertise in traditional shipbuilding is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Huntington and Gall's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established shipbuilding expertise, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and government partners value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing defense needs and technological advancements.
Now, let's compare Huntington and Gall's industries to other companies in the defense sector, like General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman. How do Huntington and Gall's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Huntington and Gall's, the focus on traditional shipbuilding expertise and innovation provides a unique value proposition in the defense sector.
To sum up, Huntington and Gall's industry's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their project management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Huntington and Gall's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Thank you.